This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Rocket Football fans, we have a special Labor Day weekend podcast with Coach Cage Courtney. We're doing it remotely by phone this weekend because our schedules are so in disarray because of being out of our routine. Coach Courtney, I hope you're having a good weekend.
You too. Yeah, it's been going pretty good.
Yeah, you're coming off a game against McCracken County, a team where you really had to play punch above your weight, so to speak, and I thought you did most of the game, and just kind of got away from you. And after we talked following the game, you mentioned some mistakes and then trying to get those things corrected. And I'm sure you've looked at the film now, and how do you feel about it as you reflect upon a little further investigation?
Yeah, honestly, I feel pretty much the same as I did after the game. Kind of got to pinpoint more mistakes or specifically some things that were going wrong, but I saw some really good things too. You know, obviously we fought extremely hard and made some plays, executed some things really well. I think that game came down to four turnovers, you know, giving them short fields on special teams. You know, I think is really at the end of the day what that game come down to. Obviously, I don't like the one call. I'm not going to get into that too much. But I don't think that that's the difference of the game either. I don't want to put that on anybody but us, as it's that's win and losing is ultimately us, and one play never decides it. But the four turnovers and short fields, I felt like, were the difference. So we just got to get those things fixed.
And, you know, this year, the first three games out, it's pretty clear you don't have a whole lot of a kicking game. The special teams that maybe you've had in the past, a very reliable kicker, you know, they can knock those extra points in, kick a field goal from time to time because you're going for two a lot, I'm assuming that's what's going on. And then also Micah's handling the punting, and he's doing a good job getting the ball away. He's not as strong as some of the punters. You know, we had Braxton Winters. I can't tell you how many times he punted the ball 60 yards, you know. So, yeah. Is that something that you can continue to progress at and grow as the season goes?
Well, I think Micah most of the time does a really good job. I think sometimes it's honestly just a confidence issue and something he's just not real comfortable at as far as punting and kicking both. But I think he hit some really good ones against Union County and hit some really good ones. It was just the one. Yeah. Outside of the one, they did a really good job. But it's something he's extremely capable of doing. And honestly, the two-point thing is just something – I believe we're one for one on extra points, if I'm not mistaken.
You are, you just don't go for them.
It's not really that we don't feel that we can kick them. We just want to be more aggressive in those situations and put a little bit more stress on teams throughout the week to think about our two-point stuff and just trying to be aggressive. Not necessarily that we can't kick extra points. We feel pretty good about where we're at as far as kicking extra points. Now, I don't think we're going to be lined up for any 50-yard field goals or anything like that, but I feel good about the extra point game and the punt. I thought Mike had really gained confidence. I could see it as kicking once he hit a couple, and I think he'll be fine there.
Yeah. Let's talk about your players of the game. Very good defensive effort this week from Caden Travis and Bennett McDaniel. You know, Bennett had seven solos, five assists, a tackle for loss. And then Caden Travis had four solos, two assists, two tackles for loss, and a sack. So nice weeks out of those guys.
Yeah, Bennett was just kind of all over the place, making a lot of plays. Starts the game with a big tackle for loss. And I felt like kind of set the tone defensively there. We're able to get a three and out. He also caused a fumble later in the game, which we hold those in high regards, taking the ball away and trying to keep it. Even though it may not seem like it, we really do. That's probably the number one thing of our program is the football. So we can take it away. That really goes high on the defensive player of the week. And he just continues to be a pretty solid middle linebacker. Actually really solid. It's just keeping him out there all the time, and there's no telling what those numbers will be. So I'm proud of the effort he showed. He really battled in there. They wanted to run the ball right at us, and when we had success, he was a big part of it. And then Caden Travis, man, he played lights out. His numbers are 4 solos and 2 assists. But from a defensive end, as much as they ran the football, he was really disruptive. A lot of those hold penalties was because of his get-off, and they just couldn't block it. They had a lot of trouble with his speed. They were really big, but they had a lot of trouble with our fast guy down there. And I'm just really excited how he's playing. 2 tackles for loss, a sack, was really disruptive in a lot of plays that don't necessarily show up on the stat. So we've moved him to defensive end this year, and man, has he been playing well. I'm really excited. I mean, he's just started playing this position for probably a month, maybe less, and he's just progressing every week. So really excited about what he's giving us down there.
You know, is he a kid that was really on the radar early? I know in preseason you had some high hopes for him, but in years past, was he kind of a predictor of being the caliber of a player that he is now?
Well, I mean, I always thought that he'd be a good player. He's just kind of like kind of a tweener guy. Like, he's a really athletic kid, but we've always needed him on the line for offensively. But he can do a lot of things. Really skilled kid football as far as running, catching, throwing, whatever. He can do a lot of things. He's a good athlete. We've just always needed him on the offensive line. And at linebacker, I knew he'd be in the picture, but I thought he'd be right outside of it this year. But he was a guy, I'm like, he's too good not to be on the field somewhere.
Yeah.
So we just started thinking about where could we put him. So we started trying him different places, and he just really found a home at defensive end. It just was really just natural for him. As soon as he got down there, I could see that, you know, that there's a possibility that he could be really good down there, and I think he's been showing that.
Now, remind me, is he a senior this time, or is he just a junior?
Just a junior.
Okay,
just
that's junior. Good. You'll have him back next year.
Yeah.
And then we'll flip over to the offensive side of the ball. Micah Newcomb had a nice outing. Was able to move the ball down the field a little bit and put some points on the board against McCracken County.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job making decisions. Once he got going, especially, it felt like he got better as the game went on. He kind of just loosened up. I feel like I seen the old Micah this week, just confident, letting the ball fly, and just whatever happens, happens, and giving his guys chances to make plays. And I thought he did a really good job doing that. And a lot of times we got a lot of pass interferences by him throwing up that 50-50 ball and trusting his guys, and was really just letting it loose, ran the ball well on design runs that we had to him. So I just feel like he is back, and I feel like our offense just kind of goes with him. So I was really excited. I could just tell the feeling of the offense really getting it together last week. It took us a few series, but once we got going, I felt like we played really well offensively.
You know, getting back in front of that home crowd, being there at Rocket Stadium too, is there comfort level?
Yeah, I think so. I think there is. And for whatever reason, he's not had much adversity. He's played well in almost every game that he's played, but the Union County game was one where he really had to face some adversity. Mm-hmm. And it's not all on him, but I think he took it really hard. And it was just good to see him confident again. He's our guy, obviously. Yeah. We believe in him 1,000%, and he's a great football player, and we know that. And it was good to see him feel like he knew that on Friday night.
Yeah, they got to him a little bit, 6 sacks, but he still finished 15 for 23, and he had a couple of balls dropped too.
Yeah, he did. And his toughness is something that really stands out. I mean, man, he was taking shots after shots. They were bringing a lot of pressure. He got sacked 6 times and hit probably 20, and just keeps standing in there making the throws. And he's not getting up limping. He's hopping right up. And that's frustrating for a defense. As much as you're getting to him, you're not affecting him at all. Their coach sent me a text message after the game and said, he's a dude. He said, you've got your quarterback. And we believe we do. And it's always good for opposing coaches to respect you as a player. That's something you always want. And they definitely do it, Micah. So just really glad he's on our side and thought he played really well and really got out of his shell. And I expect him to really get going from this point on.
Yeah. On the line, lineman of the week is Lane West. He's a senior, and he came to play Thursday night.
Yeah, Lane really played well. Obviously, that was the tallest task. We felt like, honestly, going in the game, skill set, our skill positions were pretty even. We were just worried about their size up front versus ours. And Lane hung in there all night, did a great job winning his one-on-one battles. Almost every play, if not every play. I can't think of one play that he didn't win. He was really getting those big guys out of there, coming off the football. We were going to the right places up front. So Lane is a guy that plays extremely hard and really, really played well for us this week.
Yeah. Well, there's you never like to say there's a game where you can lose and come away feeling good, but I think we were within a possession of tying that, or could have very, very well could have been a one possession game in the final 3 minutes. And I think there was a certain amount of growing up that our team did and maybe seeing where they're at. And I know as a coach you don't always like to say that when you come away with a loss, but I think there were some folks that felt pretty well about the way we played against a team that's a 6A school and highly respected.
Yeah, I just think – I mean, just like I always say, it's just about us. And I was just happy with the growth that we have shown in the last week. It was a chance where we could have really laid our head down and been negative with seeing them coming into town after a big loss against Union County. And I thought we stepped up to the challenge. I don't think our guys cared or blinked at all when they were 6A school or who it was. They just wanted to come out and perform better. And we did that, just not well enough, obviously, like we said, just a few more mistakes. But it was all about, you know, what I talked about in the show on Thursday or Wednesday, whenever we ended up doing it. But just these guys, I just don't want them to blink at challenges. And just because it's Little Crittenden County, we can do good things and we can compete with anybody on any given night. And I really believe that, not just football. I just want them to have that mentality in life. And it was really good for them to see. I don't think we'll blink at anybody's size the rest of the year, whether that's 6A or 300-something pounds up front. You know what I mean? I think they know that they can play with it. It's just about them and doing their job together.
Yeah, well, if you designed the schedule to have McCracken County this early in the season and put that in their psyche, it appears to have worked. So good job.
So I hope so. We'll see.
We've got Hop Central this week. We'll be back on a regular schedule after the Monday holiday anyway, and we'll have the show coming later week. We'll take a look at the storm and see what is going to be brewing on the Friday night. Thank you, Coach Courtney.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.